Take 1204, please.
1204, amend three subrecipient contracts for $1,938,209 for services to further the goals of the Portland Housing Bureau.
Okay, Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This really is to acknowledge and once again thank the council for its support for a supplemental appropriation to towards homelessness projects of totaling about $1.7 million, although the formal document says $1.9 million, and that's due to some accounting things. But I'm pleased to bring these forward, the three projects that will begin addressing homelessness right now. We approved this in the fall bump, and we, with your approval today, we are putting this money to work right away. As I said, we've worked quickly to take immediate steps on targeted impacts on homelessness with the one-time funds. Today, with approval, we are supporting three projects. One is a multi-organizational approach, which will collaborate with public safety partners to identify vulnerable adults in hotspots throughout the city. Another project focuses on adults age 55 years and older who need help with housing. And the third project focuses on housing for families. The city's $700,000 commitment or investment is being leveraged with $800,000 by Multnomah County and $130,000 from the Oregon Department of Human Services. All of the projects have an emphasis on working with communities of color, and I'm looking forward to the partnerships with culturally specific organizations. All told, these funds will reach over 200 adults and nearly 100 families, starting, as I said, today. So again, I want to thank the council for its support of this important amount of funds. I want to thank our service providers for work that they do day to day, day in and day out, for and our community partners, Multnomah County and Oregon DHS, for their support. So that's basically what we're doing today with your vote.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. And do we have anyone signed up to speak on this item?
We didn't have a sign-up sheet, but I know someone wanted to speak.
Please come on up. Come on up if you'd like to speak.
It takes me a little time.
All right. We'll let Lightning go first. Come on up, Lightning. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Portland Lightning Think Tank. I always commend the mayor and the commissioners for any efforts that you make to reduce homelessness. I'm in total agreement with what you're doing. Where I always have an issue is we do have that 1,500 to 2,500 people currently outside, which I consider the excluded, that aren't included in a lot of these programs, aren't included in housing throughout the city. My belief, housing first, housing for all, nobody excluded. I know that funds sometimes are difficult to come by to get people into housing. We need to continue to focus with the real estate development community on when they do their projects, and I've said this time and time again, possibly a condo development. Each condominium that they sell, we need to have them possibly put in an agreement that 1% of that sale will be funded toward their privately created foundation. And why I say that, I want their foundations funded from their inventory on every sale that happens throughout the life of that condominium. Then what they can do down the line is create a coalition of developers with their foundations and begin to fund these type of projects that will pick up on that excess amount of people, the excluded, that 1,500 to 2,500 people that do not fit into these certain projects throughout the city. It's an area that needs to be looked at. We need more developments created. The developers have the potential to do that by creating their own foundations. And guess what? It costs the developers no money to do this. That 1% is coming off the 7% of a real estate commission is what it is. They have the ability just to request, since they develop the projects, please distribute 1% of that sale into my foundation. When they do that, we will have a revolving revenue stream that will take care of the excluded throughout this city. It will create a tremendous amount of additional money to develop these projects. It doesn't cost them any money. We need to just ask them to do it, and I'm sure a lot of the developers will be willing to look at this and get this done. It will reduce homelessness. It will take care of the problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Who's next? Joe, go ahead.
Would you like to go?
I'll let you go first.
My name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. The other day, I was visiting a guy whose name is Hasey. Hasey spent 2 years outside your building in a protest that had to do with the camping ban. He was taken to the hospital. He has frostbite. He's going to lose all his toes. And in the process of being tested, they found that he had terminal cancer. You know him because you saw him every day. His real name is Joe, which is ironic for me. Because we keep asking you to pay attention to the people that are outside your doors. What Mr. Lightning has just said to you is very true. You have anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 people every night. I saw a camp by Burnside by 84 that I've never seen before. We were going to a meeting, and there's a huge campsite there that I've never seen before. So I don't know all the campsites. And I don't think you do either. I know you did a walk around, Mayor, and I, you know, acknowledge that and encourage you to do some more. We have this problem, and you're not facing it. There is nothing in this money that's coming from you or the county that addresses the people outside. This is a very complicated problem, and you cannot take the same organizations and give them money over and over again and say, we're doing something. That's not it. I beg you, Commissioner Salzman, when you spend this money, watch it and try to figure out how much of the money actually gets to the people that you're trying to get to. So, if, for instance, if you had $100, how much actually gets to this one person that you're trying to get off the street? Is it $90? Is it $10? Are you eating it up in your bureaucracy? And I suspect you are. When you hire people, you just eat up the money. And that's what we object to. We applaud you guys thinking, trying to do something about this. Even though I go after all of you on some of the issues, I applaud this one. However, you have to be creative and you have to follow the money. How are you spending it? Thank you.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
I have to say, maybe I'm
give us your name for the record.
My name is Kathleen Bushman. I may be excessively cynical, but I assume each one of you owes your soul to the Downtown Business Alliance. And I see that's why you pursue the sit-lie ordinance, turning our sidewalks, the taxpayers' sidewalks, over to the police department. Maybe I am cynical, but I do see that decentralizing the social services is something that is dear to the hearts of the DBA. I'm fully aware of that. And if they would be willing to give free bus passes to the poor and to the homeless, that would be great. Maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea, but it isn't, as long as there is no free bus service. And the other factor is, the other issue I'm really upset about is the fact that you need to hear more from the homeless themselves. Your experts don't know. Even the homeless probably don't have a good idea of what the exact figures of the homeless are. Because there's a lot of homeless. I was homeless at one time. Most people had no clue I was homeless. I didn't want anybody to know. And I certainly didn't go to the social services because I, that's another story. Anyone over 55, you can feel intimidated going there, and I decided it was a waste of my time. I had art, and I would sell art on the street, and I made money that way. But on the other hand, as I was able to feed myself, and I had it pretty comfortable, actually, because I'm a fair artist, I guess, at least enough to survive with. But on the other hand, the other issue I'm furious about is the fact that you approved this deal that would allow the Portland police to use steroids? Are you all brain dead?
Well, more about that soon, but not quite.
I thought you ran on the issue of making the police more accountable.
We'll
you were either lying or you've given up, is all I can conclude, and that's why I am very angry.
Thanks. Anyone else wants to speak? Come on up, Mark.
Hey guys.
Morning.
Mark J. Alphines Jr. with UCARE. So there's only a few basic things I really wanted to address with this. I agree greatly with a lot of what they were saying, but as well as is it seems more like a sponge fund to me. It ended up being a sponge. It got sponged up by the organizations that you're using. Because I see a great deal of what happens and where the money goes and et cetera, and it ends up getting sucked up over a long-term period of time by the people that work for the organization instead of going to the people. And that's a huge issue. Second off...
Mark, could you give us an example with JOIN, since it's the principal...
Well, JOIN does get people off. Okay.
Just an example where JOIN is sponging off this money.
Well, okay. If you'd like me to give you, because here's the thing about it, I mostly have great things for JOIN. Okay, so I mean, you can throw JOIN at me all you want. You're not going to get any really negative, extreme negative things from me. The only thing that Mark and I have actually discussed is which our issue is, and which I've already addressed with you guys, is that there is not a shelter, a year-round shelter like that. Which, if you guys were to, like I said many times, to follow Salt Lake City's example. Give them for them the opportunity to get off the streets, and it separates the criminals from the ones who actually want to make a change. And then but that's besides the point. Okay, but the other thing is we've been addressing the issue about the people out on your doorstep for how many years now, but yet you guys keep weaseling your ways around it. And also, I didn't like the fact that there wasn't any homeless people or people that were. More educated as far as the experience of homelessness on your group of committee. That was not appreciated. That was not cool. You know, because if you're privileged and you've been in a house, or even middle class, you haven't experienced that which we have experienced. Mind you, I'm off the streets now by my own working through JOIN, by the way. And so, but the key of the matter is, without having those people there that actually have the experience and deal with the people on a day-to-day basis like myself or these people, you really don't have the full education as to actually what it is. And I don't even have a constant bias because of the fact that I was homeless. No, I've been both sides. I've had two BMWs and a six-bedroom house of my own. So I've been on both ends. So here's the key, is if we can address these issues and actually get people that actually know and can have experienced these things to actually address what could better the situation, it'd be a whole lot more effective and stop avoiding what has been brought to you. Instead of, you know, doing everything else besides that. And if you can do that, then we wouldn't have to be here.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Morning.
Good morning, Council.
Just comment. You don't know our backgrounds. You don't know our experiences. So it might be good to have a conversation about that rather than...
Please. And I would love to have a conversation. It's kind of hard to get a time with any of you.
Scheduler.
So, okay. I most definitely will, especially you, Amanda Fritz. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning, Council. My name is Barry Joe Stull. I've had some experience with JOIN. As a person with a disability, JOIN refused to help me. I endured Ms. Erickson reinforcing Mr. Jolin said JOIN had promised to help me in her presence, and JOIN refused to help me. But I'm a pretty smart guy. I took JOIN to federal court this past January, and I did that because where I was camped on the city property for years, police officer came and said he was going to refer me to JOIN. I asked him where his office was, and I promised him, and I kept my promise, that I would give him the materials that I, the email exchanges that I had with JOIN, and the Multnomah County Health Department had on my behalf with JOIN. JOIN refused to help me. Now, that could be the JOIN is in the Portland Police Bureau's administrative rules. They're the ones that you all, when you post your lies, that you had in the windows of this building. It says shelter is available. You know that's not true. You just had people today tell you that there's 2,500 people sleeping outside tonight. And you're telling us that shelter is available when you post that a camp is going to be swept? So I'm quite upset with this. Because what happened with me was I sued JOIN in federal court. I got appointed on my motion, Mr. Darian Loisel, over here behind us on the 19th floor, working for Schwabe, Williamson, and Wyatt. I had a meeting. Mr. Loisel said they wanted to settle. The court wanted us to settle. I had a meeting with JOIN. JOIN promised to take me on as a client. My first meeting with JOIN, my attorney was present. When JOIN said, I qualify for a HUD program financed through JOIN called Now Home. We had a little bit of trouble finding a landlord, because as I endured my years of homelessness, I endured arrest after arrest after arrest by the Portland police. And if you type my name into a search engine, what you're going to see is a bunch of booking photos for cases I was found not guilty or cases that couldn't even be charged. So I'm quite upset with this. On September 10th, I got my keys through the Now Home program as a person meeting the qualifications of one, being a person with a disability, and two, being a person meeting the definition of chronic homelessness. Now, I was chronically homeless because my nonprofit affordable housing landlord filed a 30-day no-cause eviction that was against an express statutory prohibition. And I appealed that, and my landlord destroyed $20,000 worth of my property. And you all know about this, because I've said it before. And I've been trying to get police commissioner, a police report written against Judge Ed Jones down here at the courthouse for official misconduct, because he stole my right to a jury trial. And in 2010, I got a check for $4,775 for the musical instruments. I have a degree in music from Lewis and Clark College. Musical instruments and tools destroyed in October 2006. And I got that check in May of 2010 after my appeal was dismissed for want of prosecution owing to a font size. So this is a problem we have here, and this is a continuing problem, and all these things are coming together. We have an agreement regarding the civil rights abuses of the Portland Police Bureau, and I want to know why PCRI, my landlord, today has a fiveplex that's vacant. I contacted your office, Commissioner Saltzman. I have not gotten a response. So today, when I settle down after I leave this hearing, I'm going across to the county to see if PCRI still owns that. We have some explaining to do here in this city. I'm not proud of the way we've been handling it, and I'm especially not proud of the way that you all have been handling me. I am on your side. You should listen to the truths I have to say, and I should not have to take you all to court, as I've done, by the way.
All right, thank you. Thanks very much. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, once again, Charles Johnson. And I was rather surprised to get to page 6 of the related PDF for this item and find out that there is a citizen participation plan I see some unsettled faces on the commission, but I think you've had a number of people who are engaged with the homeless service providers, and I believe it was Commissioner Fish asked about specific shortcomings, and many people who are downtown are frustrated by the trek out to join. So I don't know if any of this money is going to help join better engage with downtown. There's not a lot of chances for you to remain well-nourished near join. But I will specifically respond to Mr. Fish's concern about where he thinks that providers are falling short, exclusive of join. Transition Projects is an unsupervised organization. Doreen Binder may be a good-hearted person, but what happens is you allot these monies, you don't supervise them, and the level of service degrades. The Bud Clark Center I've been in Portland for 18 months, and I've watched the level of service decline. So I hope that in this money, you will look at better accountability and relationships between the people receiving services and the people supposedly managing services to maximize that benefit. And I do appreciate your openness, that your doors are open and we can come and speak to you individually as well as right here at this table to make sure that good things happen for the people who are most in need. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Okay. Then anything further, Commissioner Salzman? If not, take a roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Dan, thanks for putting this on the agenda. This is 1.7 to 9 million. I know it's an accounting, but this is general fund money. And let's remember that at a time of sequestration and federal cutbacks on what is a national responsibility, this is the housing commissioner and the city of Portland stepping up to fill a void. And I congratulate you for prioritizing the funding and the organizations you've chosen. Join Northwest Pilot Project, Multnomah County, are key partners in leveraging scarce public resources and getting great outcomes. And I also think the focus on families, vulnerable adults, is appropriate. And the fact that 200 people will be served, I think, is good news in this holiday season. You did not say, nor would anyone say, that this is going to end homelessness in our community, but this is another investment in proven long-term cost-effective approaches to ending homelessness. And I congratulate you for bringing this measure forward. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, colleagues, for approving this funding. And I just also wanted to recognize the Portland Housing Bureau, Sally Erickson, and Amy True in my office for their good work on this, and just say that the organizations we're funding, Join, Northwest Pilot Project, and Multnomah County, are first-class organizations. I have full confidence in their ability to work with individuals on the streets and to help get them off the streets. And we will be watching how this money is spent. We will be getting monthly reports from the providers on the results they're achieving, and then we will bring a report to council, I believe in March or April, to give council a snapshot of how this money is being spent and how we're getting the results that we're intending to get. So thanks again for your support. Please vote aye.
Hales.
Do what you can with what you have where you are. That's a good motto for a lot of things, and that's what we're trying to do here. And I appreciate your leadership on this, Commissioner Salzman, and the good work that's been done to put this package together. And I think if you compare and pair this decision today with the honoree, Sandra Guillot, that we just heard about from the Lowenstein Trust, you know, everybody in the community has a responsibility to help on this problem, and a lot of people are. And so I think it's great that the city is stepping up. I also think that it's great that there are organizations like hers, that people who care about this issue can make a contribution of time or money and help. So the city is doing what it can with what we have with good partners. We all need to do more, and we all have an opportunity to do that. And I hope we all exercise that opportunity by volunteering, by giving food, by supporting organizations like these that are here in the room today and many others that are trying to address the crisis of homelessness in our community. So thank you for good work and work to be continued. Aye. Thank you all.